WTMZ 98.9 FM, WTMZ 910 AM and 94.7 FM, W234 CD, Dorchester Terrace, Brentwood, Charleston.
Overhead Door Company, the original garage door company, serving you for over 90 years. Call 767-0028 or overheaddoorcocharleston.com. Overhead Door Company of Charleston, proud to open today's Fan Talk with Bobby Harton.
Welcome to ESPN Fan Talk with your host, the king of sports himself. The only king who drinks his crown rather than wears it. The Betty White of sports radio. The myth, the legend himself, Mr. Bobby Harton. Let's start the show.
Hi everyone, welcome to Fan Talk here on this Monday afternoon. It is Monday, June the 14th. Fan Talk built by Baker Roofing. Been in business over 100 years. One of the largest, most recognized roofing contractors in the United States. And whether you need residential or commercial roofing, give our friend Matt Johnson a call. He is the general manager of Baker Roofing, or you can check him out at bakerroofing.com. Man, had to come back to work.
Me?
I'm talking about me.
Yeah. Yeah, you did, Bobby.
I basically have done nothing but watch sports on TV since we left. I really have. I got home Friday after the show, went out on the porch, watched college baseball, and watched college baseball pretty much all day Saturday and all day yesterday. amongst other things, I watched a little bit of that Bucks Nets game. I watched golf. I watched the Braves, between Friday and yesterday, going into the day, there were 18 college baseball games played. I watched 11 of them and enjoyed every bit of it. Every last bit of it. But hopefully your weekend went well. We are wide open today. We have Bobby Harrell coming in about 5:10. Hadn't seen him in a couple of weeks, so if you have any insurance questions, you can pass those on to Blake, and we'll pass them on to Bobby when he gets here. And for whatever reason, I think we had the PGA Championship, and then Bobby couldn't come in last week, so it's been a couple of weeks since we've seen Bobby, but he'll be in about 5:10, and that's it. Other than that, your thoughts on everything that happened in the world of sports, 843-721-9500. You can follow us on Facebook. We're on Twitter at FanTalk989. And I was on Twitter probably way too much this weekend. Because I was basically sitting on the porch by myself. Wife was in the bedroom doing her thing. I was out on the porch just in my own little world.
You didn't say anything to get you thrown in Twitter jail. That's a good thing.
No, I didn't get kicked off of Twitter. But you can also listen to us around the world. All you have to do is go online to charlestonsportsradio.com. You can get us on Alexa now, and you can download the app. Just go to the App Store, download ESPN Charleston, and you can get the show. But just hit your and watch it. Watch how easy this is. Yeah, will this work on radio?
Yeah, sure. Well, you're going to have to say something because it's your show.
The App Store, download ESPN.
That shows the delay.
Yeah, it's a delay. that's how easy it is right there.
That simple.
Yes, and I believe if you've got a Android, you can download it now.
Yeah, on the Google Play Store. I did it on my cousin's phone over the weekend.
So
he didn't know how to work it.
You have no excuse not to listen to the show. These beautiful pipes that we come every afternoon with.
The golden voice himself.
Oh, gosh. 82 days until Clemson plays Georgia. And, of course, that anticipated matchup between Eastern Illinois and South Carolina. And we are 86 days away from the NFL season opener. As I expected, the Summer Golf Tour at Plantation course at Eddystone sold out quickly this morning. So next week we'll have 20 foursomes next Monday, 8 o'clock in the morning. We'll have 20 foursomes pop up on the website. And next week's course is Dunes West. So I would imagine those are going to go pretty quickly. as well. But you can get a foursome for $98.99. You better be quick. Get on that at 8 o'clock in the morning, because by 8:15 and 8:20, they're gone. It didn't always used to be like this. Used to be we'd meet Tuesday or Wednesday. We're trying to get, we got three foursomes left. We have two foursomes left. Not this year. Foursomes are going fast and furious this year. So the Plantation Course at Edisto did sell out quickly. Next week, Dunes West, again, to get those. 8 o'clock Monday morning, go online to charlestonsportsradio.com, and that's when those become available. So anyway, we'll keep you up to date. We've got Dallas Baptist in Virginia playing up in Columbia right now, and Dallas Baptist leads Virginia 2-1 that game in the top of the sixth inning. I've been watching this back at my desk, and this game has gone almost very, very similar to the first two games in this series. Really good baseball. Really good baseball. And again, I've watched I watched a ton of baseball over the weekend. I get it. I mean, I love college baseball. Not many people may not be into it as much as I am, but man, of course, we had the shocker yesterday. Arkansas got beat. And hats off to NC State. NC State lost Friday night 21-2. 21-2, and then came back and beat Arkansas on Saturday and Sunday. So baseball is a funny game. But Arkansas, that is the biggest surprise from the Super Regionals right there, is Arkansas getting beat. But hats off to NC State. Put that big loss on Friday night behind them and came back and won that in Fayetteville, Arkansas. Hats off to them. And we'll talk a lot of college. I even watched track, only because it was like 6:30. It was 6:30 Saturday. The golf was over with. The next baseball came on at 7 o'clock, and it was the only thing on.
So you watch people run in a circle.
As you can imagine, I have thoughts on track, too.
What are your thoughts?
That we'll pass on today.
Okay.
So.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
And today is Flag Day.
It is Flag Day. We could do Sheldon Cooper's Fun with Flags.
I wonder if Luke knows about that.
Now, Luke's put a little note up there. Said happy Flag Day from your pal Sheldon Cooper, and he threw it in the trash can.
Yeah, Joe also put the rundown of what happened on WWE on my desk too. I did
really?
The same.
You just threw it in the trash can.
Flag Day.
Happy Flag Day.
You know where Flag Day originated from, or how it originated? I don't know.
Yeah. It's June 14th is the date somebody commissioned the flag back in 17 something. No, I was not alive then, so don't ask. It was the day that today is the day the United States flag was commissioned.
Ah.
That's what little bit I know about it.
I'm reading it. It is a universal custom to display the American flag only from sunrise to sunset on buildings and on stationary flagstaffs in the open. However, when a patriotic effect is desired, the flag may be displayed 24 hours a day if properly illuminated during the hours of darkness.
Mm-hmm.
This grand old flag gets a... I don't know.
Imagine flag etiquette is broken a lot.
Oh, I'm sure.
You would think.
Because
my front, I have an American flag on my house.
Mm-hmm.
And it's my front porch light at night. Does that count as illuminated?
I think so. It's like mom and dad.
I don't want to be breaking no flag rules now.
Dad changed the flag on Memorial Day. We had people come over. So he had two flags out front on the door. And he took them both down and hung them. And I was like, what do you do with them? And he said something about you have to, I don't know what the rule is. I don't want to say it wrong because it'll offend somebody, I'm sure.
Well, I used to know how to fold the flag. I learned that in like,
Boy
Scouts or Cub Scouts or something. anyway, I mean, do they take that big flag down to Rick Hendricks down at night?
God almighty. That would take hours.
They got a it's a cell tower over West Ashland. It's got a flag on it too. Okay. They take it down at night.
Well, see, and my dad was right. I didn't.
But
want
I think it's lit up.
But it says American flag disposal. The United States flag code states the flag, when it is in such condition, it is no longer a fitting emblem of display, should be destroyed in a dignified way, preferably by burning. Mm. And then you're supposed to bury it. You're not supposed to throw it in the trash.
I think maybe we just bury it, you know, light it on fire while it's still on the flagpole.
I think that's.
I make a little, show out of it.
Well, I think that's a little disrespectful.
Well, happy Flag Day.
Yeah.
Everybody.
I really wish I knew the name of that song. Is it Grand Old Flag?
I think it is.
Well, that'd be a good way to
go. But we don't need you to sing.
I need the lyrics. Grand Old Flag is some high flying flag. And forever, I don't know.
Oh, God. All right, we got to take a break. 843-721-9500 is the number to call. When we come back, we'll take a look at everything that happened over the busy weekend in sports. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
You by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
Our last look at your commute. Only a few issues to report. Nothing too bad right now. Some debris on the Ravenel Bridge inbound to downtown doesn't seem to be causing any major issues. On the interstate westbound out near Somerville, mile marker 200, reports of a stalled auto. Again, traffic is moving fine. Traffic's looking great on the Mark Park and on your area bridges. And not much being reported. It's looking pretty good at this point in time. Try to make it a safe trip as you travel this morning. The Godfather Proper Fish and Chips is open for takeout and curbside delivery for food and beer orders Tuesday through Saturday, 11 till 8 and Sunday noon till 7. The Beer Garden patio and bar open for outdoor dining. Check Facebook for menu and ordering details. The Godfather Proper Fish and Chips. That's the latest Tri-County traffic update. I'm Heather Daniels.
This traffic report brought to you by the Concrete Rose Foundation, uplifting the youth of the community through sports and mentoring. Visit ConcreteRoseFoundation.com to sign up for the West Ashley Junior Wildcats football team, ages 5 through 12.
Low Country Weather.
Brought to you by Garfield Jewelers on Savannah Highway in West Ashley. Expect to be impressed.
Here's your afternoon forecast. A PM thunderstorm around with a high around 84. Mainly clear and humid tonight with a low around 74. Warm and humid Tuesday with another PM thunderstorm around, a high around 88. Looking ahead, some sunny, very warm days this week before scattered thunderstorms return this weekend. With your Low Country forecast, I'm John Dixon.
During these uncertain times, Garfield Jewelers cares about your safety, the special hours, and the convenience of appointment shopping. Garfield's is here to celebrate life's biggest moments with our classic one-of-a-kind estate jewelry, our unique diamond engagement rings, and everything beautiful under the sun. Now more than ever, serving you safely is our pleasure at Garfield Jewelers, Savannah Highway, across from Nissan. Expect to be impressed.
Southern Lumber's where knowledge continues to be handed down from generation to generation for over 75 years. Attention to detail, quality products like Anderson Windows, and quality service is what they do. It's who they are. Stop by 2031 King Street and see for yourself what quality means at Southern Lumber and Anderson Windows. Southern Lumber, proudly serving the Lowcountry.
Southern Lumber and Newark, your natural choice for quality.
If you're injured, you're entitled to more benefits than the insurance company wants to pay you. What you need is an experienced, proven lawyer to fight for those benefits for you. Don't bother calling the insurance company. Call David Ayler Law Offices at 843-744-4444.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are a few of the things many of us take for granted. Yet, for many United States military veterans, finding and affording oral health care is a challenge many of us don't think about. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to see one veteran with special needs one time per year. Visit willyouseeonevet.org to learn more. That's willyouseeonevet.org.
Dreaming of becoming a professional race car driver? Speeding around empty parking lots is a start, but going pro takes time. So does quitting smoking. It's not about stopping in one day. It's about starting with day one. You just need to take that first step. Get started on your journey toward a smoke-free life with the American Cancer Society. We'll give you the support and resources you need to quit smoking. The finish line is closer than you think. Learn more at cancer.org/smokeout.
You're listening to ESPN Fan Talk with host Bobby Harden.
One more than I could give, but as long as I live, she'll be my girl. She used to be my girl. She used to be my girl.
Well, that's too bad. She used to be. Get over it.
Even this one.
Lighten up, Francis.
It's a grand old flag. You can do it with that song.
Oh, welcome back to Fan Talk here on this Monday afternoon. Hey, real quick, you have a chance to save a life this afternoon. All you have to do is stop by Cruise Chevrolet. There's a blood drive there today and tomorrow. Start at 11 o'clock. They go to 4 o'clock. So you got a little, about 45 minutes if you want to get by Cruise Chevrolet today. If not, you can get by there tomorrow. You can sign up at redcrossblood.org. Use the sponsor code CRUISE. Walk-ins are welcome. So if you're going today, if you're over in the north area and want to stop by and go in today, just walk on in. Don't try to register. You might want to register tomorrow. CRUISE always makes it worth your while. All donors receive a complimentary certificate for an oil and filter change, tire rotation, 27-point safety check, top off all the fluids. They even wash your car. It's about a $90 value. Hey, summertime's on us. You may be taking some trips now to give some blood and get that car serviced for free before you go on vacation. So, again, they'll be there till 4 o'clock today and back at it tomorrow from 11 to 4. That is in the showroom over at Cruise Chevrolet. All right, busy weekend. We'll get to the Super Regionals here in just a little bit. By the way, Dallas Baptist still leading Virginia 2-1. That game in the bottom of the sixth inning. Stingrays are still alive. They lost 5-1 on Saturday, bounced back and won 4-2 yesterday. That best of five series tied up at 2 apiece. Game 5, 7:30 tonight down in Florida. River Dogs won 7-0 Friday night. Saturday got postponed, and then they had a scheduled doubleheader for Sunday, and that was postponed as well. So River Dogs had the day off, and then I believe they head to Myrtle Beach. Yes, starting tomorrow. So they'll be in Myrtle Beach all week. The Battery game against New York Red Bulls, too, that was postponed Saturday night because of the weather. Wish the Braves had been postponed. Boy, they had a rough weekend. Lost Friday 4-3. Lost Saturday 4-2. Did get a win yesterday 6-4. The Braves now 30-33, 5 games back of the Mets. In golf this weekend, Garrick Higo won the Palmetto Championship at Congaree. Chesson Hadley just choked basically the lead away. No easy way to put it, Chesson.
Just choked.
Matilda Castrin won the LPGA MediHeal Championship. When's the last time you met a girl named Matilda?
I don't think I've ever met anyone named Matilda. I've just seen the movie.
I don't know if I've ever met a girl named Matilda, but Matilda won. Jerry Kelly won on the Champions Tour, and Mito Pereira won on the Corn Ferry Tour up in the Greenville area, the BMW Charity Pro-Am. NASCAR down in Texas. Saturday, John Hunter Nemechek won the truck race. Kyle Busch won the Xfinity race. Eric Almirola won the All-Star Open yesterday. Kyle Larson won the All-Star race, which I thought it was absolutely terrible. It's just too hokey. Too hokey. I'm not a fan of the All-Star race. So we'll get it out of the way right there. LSU men won the NCAA Track and Field Championship. Southern Cal women won theirs. Barbara Oh, boy. Kretschova won the French Open women's title. Novak Djokovic won the men's title. So that, and we'll take a look at where we are in the NBA and NHL here in just a minute. Let's go to the phones first. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
Hey, Bobby, I have a question for you regarding baseball. I went to the Saturday night game, the River Dogs.
Uh-huh.
Postponed the game after about two innings, and it was rescheduled to begin at 2:30 the next day before the evening game.
Right.
But they made the evening game was scheduled to be seven innings, and the first game would have been nine innings. Have you ever heard of that before?
No. Well, I think that the reason for that was because the Saturday night game had already started. Probably if they hadn't got it started, they would have played 2 7-inning games on Sunday. But since they started that Saturday game, that's probably why that was a 9-inning game.
Oh, see, but the second game was going to be 7 innings.
Right.
Yeah, I'd never heard of that before.
A lot of times doubleheaders in the majors are 7 innings now.
Yeah, and that would have been a single game doubleheader.
Right. Right.
It's kind of rare. They don't.
I'm guessing because they started a Saturday game and they had to play 9 innings. I'm just guessing.
Yeah.
It wasn't like Columbia had a long trip to go home. Why they couldn't play 2 9-inning games, but I guess the field was too wet. They didn't get either one in.
So extra innings is if it goes into, so it's considered a full game at 7 innings. What if it rained out before? Did that game get shortened?
I don't know how they'll do that. They'll probably play doubleheaders to make it up next time Columbia comes down here to Charleston.
Yeah.
So there'll probably be 7-inning games when they do that, because other than Friday night, they didn't get any of their games in this weekend.
Right. All right. Well, welcome to the show, Bobby. Thank you.
Okay. I don't know if you could have got down there Saturday night with that storm we had. Here's a shocker. Downtown was flooded Saturday night.
Downtown here? But I would say Saturday we didn't get in Columbia, because that's where I was. I don't think it rained that much Saturday.
Saturday morning, I got up early Saturday morning, got my yard work out of the way. It was cloudy, and then the sun came out, and it got steaming hot. I'm just sitting on the porch going, thank God I got my work done. Then late Saturday afternoon, it started clouding up, and we got a hell of a storm came through Saturday night.
We didn't get – it did rain in Columbia. It didn't rain until about 4 o'clock when I was just hot enough to jump in the swimming pool. I said, ooh, I'm going to have to jump in the swimming pool. By the time rain came, never went away.
Oh, man. All right, we'll take a break. And when we come back, we'll take a look at the NBA and NHL, where we stand there. And we'll do that. Again, the number to call, 843-721-9500 is the number to call. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. If you are in business, you have a lot of things on your mind these days, but your credit card processor, it doesn't have to be one of them. Mike and Brian Werner at Electronic Merchant Systems understand we're all in difficult times. Now more than ever, you can count on them for first-class service with your merchant processing needs. Free point-of-sale items, no fee programs, same-day funding, just a few things offered by the best processor. Electronic Merchant Systems, same company, same name, serving the Lowcountry now for nearly two decades. Check them out today online, emsofsc.com.
Summertime is prime time at the Boone Hall Farms Roadside Produce Stand. Healthy fruits and veggies straight off the farm to you. Whether picked daily from farm fields close by or from partners right up the road, it doesn't get any fresher. Tomatoes, watermelons, blueberries, squash, peppers, Max Pride's peaches, the list goes on. Open 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Check it all out at the Boone Hall Farms Roadside Produce Stand, 2434 North Highway 17 in Mount Pleasant.
Spring has sprung, and Carolina Building Materials has you covered for all your home projects. Masonry supplies, decorative stepping stones, Pennsylvania bluestone. Locally owned and operated, Carolina Building Materials is fully stocked with all of your replacement windows, cabinets, and doors. Visit CarolinaBuildingMaterials.com or stop by the showroom at 2440 Meeting Street. Call 843-744-2575. That's 744-2575. Carolina Building Materials.
The Marina Variety Store and Restaurant, a Charleston institution since 1963. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, or all three. Open Wednesday through Saturday from 7 in the morning to 8 at night and Sunday 7 to 3. The Marina Variety Store and Restaurant at the Charleston City Marina on Lockwood Drive. That means one of the best views in the city. When diners write reviews, you'll always see words like great views and good food. The Marina Variety Store and Restaurant.
Connect Hearing is one of the few companies delivering health care in a way that best protects the well-being of their clients and staff. Connect Hearing's telehealth consultations allow you to receive care from the comfort of your home. What's even better is after your virtual consultation, you'll also be able to try the latest technology at home. Who doesn't love new technology? Well, the folks at Connect Hearing in Somerville are offering a new Super iTech Phonak Audio Paradise hearing aids, and for a limited time, you can receive up to $1,500 off these devices, all with a free two-week trial available before commitment. When is the last time you had a hearing test? Living with hearing loss every day is a reality for many, including myself. Based off my personal experience, I can say you won't regret it, so don't put it off any longer. Hearing aid technology is constantly evolving, and you may be eligible for a free trial of the latest technology. If you like what you hear, you can also enjoy huge savings up to $1,500. So call Connect Hearing at 843-871-3235 to take advantage of these huge savings and tell them you heard about it here on Fan Talk.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Ask for it at Jiffy Lube.
Now,
more Fan Talk with Bobby Harden.
From the past you hear the happy sounds of a carousel. You can almost taste the hot dogs and french fries they sell.
Hi everyone, welcome back to you. Fan Talk here on this Monday afternoon. I didn't know the Drifters were Motown, but oh, I forgot we got away from that, didn't we? It's just Blake Plays Music Monday.
No, it is. Okay, Bobby. Here's the thing.
Here's the thing.
You know.
Let me ask you something. Here's the thing.
Every Monday through Friday, noon to one, Blake has a Motown Lounge show
right
on the city.
Right.
Now, we already say at the beginning that it's not just Motown. It's all the soul sounds of the 60s. Muscle Shoals, Chicago, New Orleans, Philly, all of them.
Okay.
So, just we're using the Motown label because it rhymes with Monday. Got it?
Or it could be Music Monday.
Soul Music Mondays.
Soul Music Monday. I like that. There we go. Bottom of the seventh, Dallas Baptist leading Virginia. 2-1. They had two runners on. Couldn't get anybody in. I tell you this, I've watched every game in this series, and it's been fun to watch. Seen good defensive plays, an occasional base running mistake, but for the most part, it's been good pitching and really good defense in this ball game. All right, here's where we are of the NBA playoffs as of today or going into today. The Bucks and the Nets, they are tied up at 2 apiece. Bucks beat the Nets yesterday 107-96. Game 5 of that series will be 8:30 on Tuesday. Hawks and 76ers. 76ers lead that series 2-1. And game 4, 7:30 tonight. In the West, Suns beat the Nuggets 116-102. Beat the Nuggets yesterday 125-118. They win that series 4-0, so they'll get a little rest. The Jazz lead the Clippers 2-1. They won game three, 132-106. Game four at 10 o'clock tonight. The NHL, the semifinals, game one yesterday, Islanders beat the Lightning 2-1. So they lead that series one game to none. Game two will be 8 o'clock Tuesday. And tonight is game one between the Canadiens and Las Vegas. So so the NHL a little bit ahead of the NBA. So, in case you were wondering.
Always inquisitive, Bobby.
Six teams are headed to Omaha. Vanderbilt beat East Carolina in two games. Stanford, very impressive Stanford team, beat Texas Tech two games to advance. Tennessee beats LSU to advance and looked very good in doing that. And again, the big shocker after losing Friday night, 21-2. NC State came back Saturday, beat Arkansas 6-5, won 3-2 yesterday. So NC State advances to the College World Series. Arizona took them three games. They beat Ole Miss, and they advance now. And Texas beat South Florida in two games. They advance. So six teams are in. Two more will be determined today. And one right now, bottom of the seventh, Dallas Baptist in Virginia. Winner will go to Omaha. And then tonight, Notre Dame at Mississippi State. That game at 7 o'clock on ESPN. Two. So, again, I've watched, not including today's, so this will be the 19th game, and I've watched 12 of them now.
What's that?
That's 70, a lot of baseball.
70%?
It seems like closer to 100. Wait, it feels.
12 out of 19?
I don't know. I'm not good at math. I don't do math on Mondays, okay?
So much for the name Math Mondays.
I don't do math on Mondays. Couple of local notes. Don Staley, candidate for the Portland Trail Blazers head coaching vacancy. Ray Tanner issued a statement to the media saying the Trail Blazers had contacted the school to let them know of the team's interest in speaking to Coach Staley about their head coaching position. Mike D'Antoni is interviewing for the Trail Blazers job today. Becky Hammond's name has come up in that search as well. Of course, she's got NBA experience, and I think I can speak for all Carolina fans. I don't know what that would do to the program if Dawn Staley were to leave.
Wouldn't be good.
I mean, she's got the best team in the country coming back next year.
Wouldn't.
You got the best recruiting class in the country. She had that tall girl that transferred from Syracuse. And she's got everybody coming back from last year. Be hard to walk away from that.
Twere not be good.
So, anyway, and also, the Gamecocks just a home of national champions. I mean, really. We got a track and field national championship over the weekend.
Wow.
Rachel Glenn captured the women's high jump, and she is your national champion.
How high did she jump?
I don't know. High enough to win the national championship.
Higher
than everybody else.
The high jump is like you just free foot jump, right?
Oh, it's taller than 3 feet.
No, I said like free foot. Like you're just free foot jumping.
Yeah. You use the flop. You go over backwards. You go over the bar backwards.
Okay, so it's not the pole. It's pole vaulting.
Yes. It's the pole.
I've always wanted to do that. I just don't think they make poles.
The pole.
I just don't think they make poles that will withstand the girth.
I never understood why anybody. Have you ever tried to pole vault?
Clearly. A lot.
Well, see, you're younger than me. Back we used to have to take gym.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in junior high school.
But they never gave us a long old pogo stick.
One of the sessions in this was track. And I think, if I remember correctly, I almost killed myself trying to pole vault. I think I tried it once. I mean, you got to be a special kind of person to get into pole vaulting.
when I worked at a restaurant, there was a kid that worked there with me, and he could do it. And I was like, I don't understand how.
I carried the pole and I put it down in that little thing when I was running, and I think I ran into the pole.
Yeah.
It was not a pretty experience.
I've seen him snap.
Well, anyway, did I mention I watched track this weekend?
You did.
All right, here's my two takeaways. Is that Oregon, University of Oregon, in Eugene. And they got one hell of a track facility. I mean, it's Nike money and all that, but I mean, it's just incredible that the track facility that Oregon had. But I was watching something, and it was one of the races, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going like, and there's a guy in a suit and a hat with a pistol and starting the race. And I'm going, it's 2021. Do we not have any other way to start a race better than a guy standing there with a pistol?
Revolver. Yeah.
I mean, something, a horn, something. I just don't understand that.
I thought a lot of them did use horns.
This guy had a pistol. And I'm not saying it for any other reason. I'm not going like, I'm not some gun control maniac when I'm saying this. I'm just saying it seems very outdated that we don't have a better way to start a race than a guy with a pistol. I ain't talking no little pistol either.
Oh, it was like a darn Clint Eastwood? One of those Mac Daddy pistols?
So that was my track thought of the whole weekend right there. I said, there's got to be a better way.
I mean, I do want to point out that you were in Oregon. They also, this is the same state that legalized heroin. For God's sake. Of course you're going to use a revolver.
I just... And he's got a coat and a tie and a hat and a gun.
Pew pew.
So I like, I watched like 20 minutes of it waiting on whatever game Saturday night came on at 7 o'clock Saturday night. I think it was LSU, Tennessee is what I was waiting. That was LSU and Tennessee. So I did take away that. And speaking of that, right after that, I'm watching LSU in Tennessee on Saturday night, right? And it's raining and the sun's out. We used to call that devil smacking his wife.
Yeah.
And so you know it's not going to rain long, right? They've got these two teams playing in a pouring down rain. I'm going, can't we wait 15 or 20 minutes? Because when it quits raining, it's going to be hot as hell, humid as hell, steamy as hell, and you've got these guys, you're going to make these guys play now in soaking wet uniforms. LSU had a home run into pouring down rain. The rain was so, it was coming down so hard, you couldn't see the ball go over the fence. And then 15 minutes later, it stopped raining. But then they had a lightning strike like 8 miles away. Then they stopped the rain. But they let them play two innings in the pouring down rain. And again, the sun was out, so you knew it wasn't a set-in rain or anything like that. You knew it was going to be a brief shower.
A little squirt.
But they started the game anyway. I felt bad for those players.
Oh, and then they got to play.
It was probably 100 degrees when they started back. And the uniforms are soaking wet. They got artificial turf, which is another one of my pet peeves in Knoxville, because apparently they can't grow grass in Knoxville. So why couldn't you wait 15, 20 minutes to start this ball game instead of making these kids play in the rain?
Stupidity.
But then you get a lightning strike halfway to Nashville, and you got to stop the game.
Run! Everybody get on the field.
So anyway, just some brilliant observations from me sitting around watching college baseball all weekend.
Whenever you become the king of sports, you'll have a list to start out.
Well, first of all, we're doing away with artificial fields.
Yeah, if you can't grow grass,
the only reason I could figure why they started that game in the rain is they had another game coming on at 10 o'clock.
That's probably
so TV probably control was probably behind that decision to start the game in the rain. And then I have another observation. You ready for this one?
Born ready, Bobby.
I hope the listeners are more into it than you seem to be.
I'm into it.
You don't appear to be into it.
Anyway, I'm waiting on your epiphanies, Bobby. I'm making a book.
So Friday night, after the Arkansas-NC State game, which was unwatchable because that was the 21-2 game, the Arizona-Ole Miss game came on. And I don't know jack about Arizona baseball, but they're pretty good.
Yeah.
But the Arizona baseball, if anybody who saw that game, it's like they dumped dirt in front of home plate. Didn't rake it or anything. It looked like somebody just dumped dirt in front of home plate.
Well, it's
and the only thing I could, the only explanation I could find, and yes, I did some Googling on this Saturday morning because I was dumbfounded. I mean, it was just like loose dirt piled in front of home plate. And the only explanation I could find was that because it's Arizona, it's in the desert, that the ground is so hard, they put the dirt down as a safety precaution.
I don't know if it was.
It wasn't packed down dirt. It looked like somebody came over with a wheelbarrow full of dirt and just dumped it. Didn't rake it, didn't do anything. I've never seen that in a baseball field.
You never watched Naked Gun when he was trying to when he was trying to escape jail and had to get rid of that dirt and just, it was coming out of he was the umpire, it kept coming out of his pants. By the end of it, he was sitting on a mound of dirt.
No, it was a different situation. I don't know if you didn't see it. I don't know if I'm explaining it properly, but it looked like, and I don't know, again, I don't know a thing about Arizona baseball. The only thing I know about Arizona baseball is they beat us in the College World Series in 2012. That is the only thing I know about Arizona baseball. But I was just dumbfounded that they just had this dirt sitting there in front of home plate. It was just never seen a baseball field like that. Before. All right, we need to take a break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Traffic brought to you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
Out on the roads right now, we have reports of an accident causing some delays. Mark Clark westbound at Glen McConnell. Expect company back towards the Westmoreland Bridge. Also on the Mark Clark westbound, it's heavy from the downhill to I-26. We have reports of a wreck Windsor Hill at Ashley Phosphate. Not causing too much heavy traffic. Seeing heavier traffic on Dorchester Road approaching Ladson. We don't have any other major issues being reported on the roadways at this point in time, but traffic is filling in as you travel home. Be careful. Traffic's brought to you by CSL Plasma. New donors can earn $825 in the first month. Two locations on Rivers Avenue, across from Northwoods Mall, and across from the Old Naval Hospital. CSL Plasma, good for you, great for life. That's the latest Tri-County traffic update. I'm Heather Daniels.
This traffic report provided to you by South Carolina Federal Credit Union. Recently recognized as the best financial institution by readers of the Post and Courier. Visit scfederal.org, South Carolina Federal Credit Union.
This weather report brought to you by Exit Realty Low Country Group. making home buying simple.
Here's your afternoon forecast. A PM thunderstorm around with a high around 84. Mainly clear and humid tonight with a low around 74. Warm and humid Tuesday with another PM thunderstorm around, a high around 88. Looking ahead, some sunny, very warm days this week before scattered thunderstorms return this weekend. With your Low Country forecast, I'm John Dixon.
If you are a board-certified, proven real estate agent and are looking for a home to further your career, Corwin J. Millett, the Exit Realty Low Country Group, is the perfect option. Corwin J. Millett and his team offers many benefits to those who don't want to work a traditional 9-to-5. Here's your opportunity to really shine and use your skill to help others find their dream home or commercial property. Your home with Corwin J. Millett will never get boring. One minute you might be working as a financial coach or life coach in order to make buying a home easy, and best of all, earn great commissions. In short, if you are self-driven, goal-oriented, and enjoy the process of creating wealth, call Corwin, 843-225-3759, 843-225-3759. This is your chance. Further your career. Corwin J. Millett is looking for you.
You see it, you like it, you want it, now buy it. With over 600 vehicles to choose from, you can trade in and trade up with no strings attached at Starling Chevrolet. Find new roads to Starling Chevrolet in Mount Pleasant. Online at SouthCarolinaChevy.com.
This is former South Carolina quarterback Perry Orth, and I'm ready to call your next insurance play. My team at Brown & Brown has you covered for anything that life throws your way. That's why I'm recommending Auto Owners Insurance. Delivering comprehensive solutions, both Brown & Brown and Auto Owners Insurance protect what you value most. Call me, Perry Orth, to find your gap in coverage today at 803-995-5974. That's 803-995-5974.
What's your favorite color? Tell us, please.
Kids will spend 20 minutes listening to songs like this.
What's your favorite color? What's your...
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes twice a day. They have the time. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
You can see Blake. Welcome back to Fan Talk here on this Monday afternoon. Update you in Columbia right now. Virginia just hit a grand slam home run. They lead Dallas Baptist now 5-2 in the bottom of the seventh inning. I think all three of these games in Columbia have been almost exactly alike. Big hits and big plays and none bigger than that grand slam that Virginia just hit. So they lead 7-2, two out now in the bottom of the seventh inning. Not sure what is going on here now, but they may have hurt the guy that hit the grand slam. I don't know, but anyway, so a big three-run lead now for Virginia. Again, the winner in this game will go to Omaha. I don't think Dallas Baptist has ever been to Omaha. I know they've been to several super regionals, but I don't think they've ever been to Omaha before. And of course, Virginia has been there, won the national championship several years back. So right now, Virginia leading. And there was no doubt about that. Dallas Baptist hit a home run earlier in this game. And you'll probably see it on SportsCenter because some kid in the outfield, he's got a Lugoff Elgin hat on. And he's got his cell phone in one hand and a glove in the other. And he filmed himself catching the ball. he caught the home run ball. Uh, back on out by the little walkway that runs in front of the bleachers at Founders Park. So that'll probably be on Sports Center tonight. That kid catching the ball. 843-721-9500 is the number to call if you want to chime in on anything that happened in sports over the weekend. I've already given you all my worldly observations from the weekend.
You have.
Sure.
All of them?
Pretty much.
All of your worldly observations.
Pretty much. I thoroughly enjoyed these Super Regionals. Looking forward to the College World Series coming up again. The big surprise, Arkansas, who never lost a series all year long. And they got beat by NC State. Of course, they were the number one seed. The last time the number one seed won the College World Series was way back in 1999. Miami won it. So it's been, 12 years since the number one seed has won the College World Series. And a lot of times they haven't made it. South Carolina in, 2010 when they lost to Louisiana Tech.
Wow.
They were the number one seed.
We got a call while we were on break. And Michael Dees, who's a Mount Pleasant police officer, thanks for all you do, buddy. He wanted to give a shout-out to Wingate University, who won the Division II World Series against – they started out as this number 16 seed, and they ended up beating the number one seed, Central Missouri, in Cary, North Carolina, there where they go. Played at the baseball complex. So congrats, Wingate. So, way to do the thing. That's how you do it.
Let's do it.
Back to you, Bobby, for some more worldly observations.
I'm pretty much out of worldly observations. But if you have any worldly observations, the number to call, 843-721-9500, is the number to call. We'll take a look at the Major League Baseball standings as we enter another week. Cubs look good this weekend. I had to hear that from Jim Downer. Lucky me. They are tied for the lead now in the Central. So we'll take a look at the standings here in just a little bit. But they were playing the Cardinals, so anytime you sweep your rival, that's always a good thing.
Always.
So.
Been a while since we know that feeling.
Braves is just, they're just so beat up. And Acuna left the game.
What about Matata?
Who?
Acuna Matata.
I don't even know.
It means no worries for the rest of your days. You never seen Lion King, Bobby?
No.
You don't know what Hakuna Matata means?
No. Why would I watch the Lion King? I don't have kids or anything.
It's a classic movie, Bobby. I'm a grown man and I enjoy the Lion King. Also enjoy Hook with Robin Williams and Dustin Hoffman. And Aladdin, the original cartoon.
Well, I haven't seen any of those.
And Happy Feet. You should watch Happy Feet. I went to the zoo this weekend. I went to the Riverbank Zoo. You know, Riverbank Zoo is like in the top 10 zoos in the U.S., correct?
Well, it's in Columbia now, but all the animals going, water, give me some water.
No, the grizzly bear.
It's 110 degrees.
The grizzly bear stayed in the water. He was in the water when we got there. And then we saw.
I've never been to Riverbank Zoo.
Well, that needs to be on your list.
Maybe I get off the porch every now and then and start watching 11 baseball games over the weekend.
It's not far. It's not far from the stadium.
I also went to look at bathroom vanities Saturday, too. So I did do some constructed things. I got all my yard work done early in the morning. I waited till my neighbor, because I don't like to wake people up. But my neighbor's out there cutting his grass at 8 o'clock. I said, my God, I'm going out there too then. And I got it done early before the sun came out and everything. So I did have a productive weekend, which allowed me time to. I would have had more to do, but that rain came Saturday and kind of saved me. But, I was in my element. I was sitting on my porch not bothering anybody, not being bothered by anybody, watching college baseball all weekend. So, I enjoyed myself. Productive or not. All right, we go to the top of the eighth now. Virginia leading Dallas Baptist 5-2. So, six more outs for Dallas Baptist to get something done, or they head back to Texas. And Virginia didn't even go home. I heard over the weekend that they stayed in Columbia all week.
That was a caller. He wanted to say, wasn't nothing better in any movie than when they were playing baseball in Hook? And the guy was, Pirates were playing baseball, and was like, somebody's stealing second. And the Pirate turned around and shot him. No thievery. Yeah. You should check out Hook. No, you would like Hook.
I really hate that I missed that movie.
And he also wanted to give a shout out to, Wingate. And he said, you ought to do yourself a favor and look up their sports facilities and how big of a, like, how much money that college gets. Rolling in the dough.
There you go. Good. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. You listen to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Are you held captive by high insurance rates?
State Farm, GEICO, USAA, and Allstate are captive insurance agencies and can only offer one quote.
Harrell Insurance is an independent agency.
I'm Bobby Harrell.
And I'm Kathy Harrell.
We represent over 40 top insurance companies, and when we shop your rate, you could save 30 to 40% on your home or auto insurance instantly.
If you're insured by a captive company, call Harrell Insurance at 843-766-9900.
A 5-minute conversation could save you 30 to 40%.
Did you know your favorite landscape store, Wando Power, rents all kinds of equipment? From sod cutters to aerators, trenchers to stump grinders, commercial zero turn to handheld equipment, mini ride-on skid steers and attachments. And coming soon, full-size skid steers and mini excavators online at WandoPower.com. Or come by Wando Power Equipment off Clements Ferry Road near 526 and see how renting is a fast and affordable way to get the job done right. Only at Wando Power Equipment.
Personality, it's reflected in your staff. But what about your office? Did you know your workplace furniture and technology affects the attitude of your staff and clients? Let the office people show you how a complete custom solution adds energy, inspiration, and effective communication to your office. They say, we do it all. Let them set up touchless collaboration in any space or add managed print services, interior design, project management, and more. Don't be a cubicle fugitive. Let the office people help your office today. Visit theofficepeople.com.
It's time to tee it up at Edwin Watts Golf Shops with these hot items for dads and grads. Featuring the TaylorMade Sim 2 drivers with forged ring construction that enhances distance and forgiveness. And don't miss these hot gifts from Bushnell, like the Tour V5 or the Tour V5 Shift with Pin Seeker technology. Or the Wingman with Bluetooth and audible GPS for distance. Swing by Edwin Watts Golf Shops and get custom fit today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee. And shop us online at worldwidegolfshops.com.
Get ready for lunch with Luke. Oh, God, that's so corny. It's the Moro Midday Show, 12 to 3, each and every day here on ESPN Radio, 98.9 FM. We'll see you there.
Watch out! Over here at Carolina Building Materials, they're always busy. Busy helping contractors, busy answering homeowners' questions, busy finding laminate countertops and vinyl flooring, busy finding perfect cabinets and doors for your home. From home remodeling to fixing up your rental property, Carolina Building Materials has you covered. Stop by 2440 Meeting Street for the best advice at the right price from Carolina Building Materials.
If you missed working in the medical field, MUSC is now hiring registered nurses for a variety of units, such as in the emergency room, ICU, and medical surgical units. MUSC has many job opportunities and schedules to find your perfect fit. If you're the type of RN who rises to the occasion, apply and join the trusted team of healthcare professionals who find working at MUSC much more than a career, it's a calling. Apply today at musc.edu/careers to change what's possible.
If you're injured, you're entitled to more benefits than the insurance company wants to pay you. What you need is an experienced, proven lawyer to fight for those benefits for you. Don't bother calling the insurance company. Call David Ayler Law Offices at 843-744-4444.
1915, Baker Roofing Company was founded on the promise of always good work. Hi, I'm Matt Johnson, General Manager of Baker Roofing Charleston. When our founder opened his shop, he hung a sign in the window that stated, "We shall do good work, at a profit if we can, at a loss if we must, but always good work." For quality roofing, log on to bakerroofing.com. That's bakerroofing.com.
WTMZ 98.9 FM, WTMZ 910 AM and 94.7 FM, W234 CD, Dorchester Terrace, Brentwood, Charleston.